I actually have my, I still have my rookie pin.
Oh, you do?
Wait, not too many guys are in their second pin. Like
no, that's pretty good feat to get your second. Well, keep that one. That was a good luck pin.
Yeah. It kind of means something to me that, you know, Rick traded back in the first round to get me. And at the time, some people might have thought, you know, maybe he reached for me or maybe he, you know, he took me too high. So I always wanted to prove that I was the right choice. Yeah. And, you know, that's something that I take with me going forward, too.
All right, Matt.
Well, he's a leader by example. He plays real hard. He's tough. He's smart. I don't think that Harrison is a guy that really cares that much about money. I think he loves playing football and loves, being out here and working and things like that. And so I figured it would get done eventually.
Being able to play for a guy like him, especially on a defense that he, you know, is so involved with, every coach that I've really ever had, I can't say enough about how fortunate I was to be drafted here and be able to stay here.
Well, I think it shows that we're headed in the right direction. I think guys can see the things that we can accomplish if we come out here and keep doing what we're doing. We're a team that works harder than anyone else in the league. We're a team that has a bunch of players that everybody respects. And we've got probably the best coaching staff in the league. So, I mean, when you put all those things together, and you're around a bunch of guys that you like to be around, it's a place that you want to be a part of, and it's a place that you want to move forward and win a championship with.
How about Cordarrelle Patterson? Most people assume this is a big training camp and preseason for him.
Yeah, I think it is too, but I'll say this, you know, because I've been hard on him. This is the best I've ever seen him since he's been here. He's running good routes. He's catching the ball good. He's really been motivated to do well this spring. So every day I walk up to him, I say, okay, you put three good days together. Can you make, now it's, you got to make it four. Let's do another week this week. Let's, you know, so I've been very impressed with him and what he's done this spring. Now he's got to carry it over to training camp, but if it continues to go on, he's going to help us.
How you feeling?
Doing all right. Going against Big Griff every day, so he's definitely getting me better. I don't think anyone's going to have a faster get-off than him in the league, so he's definitely going to make me a lot better when I play in games. So far, I think the O-line room's great. Obviously, we got a lot of guys, so that sparks a lot of competition. And, I think the more competition, the better it makes us. And, you know, that's all you can ask for is a great group of guys, and, you know, everyone's willing to work hard.
What did you see from Teddy Bridgewater?
Yesterday, he had a really good day. Threw the ball really, really well. I thought he threw the ball well today, too. He just seems to be cutting it loose a little bit more. You know, he sees it and lets it go. Throwing some really nice deep balls. He seems like he's, I guess, matured into a more comfortable in everything he does.
Yeah, a little different, and you know what to expect. You know what to do going in, and you know how to prepare. So, excuse me, you got a bug on you, sir. Got you, but... you know what to do, and you know what's going in. You know how you need to prepare yourself and do things the right way. I mean, you know, every day you're just trying to get a brick and get better. I love wherever they put me. And anytime I get an opportunity to get the ball, make a play, or make a block for my team, I will.
How do you feel about the other safety spot these days?
It's still a work in progress. We're trying to look at all the different guys. Griffin is learning. You know, I like some of the things that Curse is doing. You know, Exum is athletic. Anthony Harris very seldom makes mistakes. And Dejo's solid like he usually is. So, you know, the one thing I try not to do is jump to some kind of conclusion about, you know, who should be the starter and who shouldn't. You know, we'll kind of let that play out in camp.
Have you sought out advice from any of the vets on the defense?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Just sitting down talking with guys like Harrison Smith, you know, Terrence Newman, coaches coaching me up, you know, giving me tips and pointers on things. And just sitting down and just trying to pick their brains. You know, you got Griffin trying to help me out. Really just about being a professional and just doing everything I have to do, you know, just coming in and having something in my mind that I want to get better at every day and each day and just attack that, you know, to make me a better player, you know, as practices goes on. You know, I got that from Terrence Newman, and that's really something I've just been running with. It's all coming together for me.
How's it been working with Treadwell every day? Obviously, you guys had a nice relationship.
He's a great kid. I mean, as far as like assessing him, that's not my place. But as far as like what he brings to it, was like a lot of hard work. He wants to get after it.
He's had three really good days. He's got really good acceleration, fast off the line, runs good routes, catches the ball good, and he's got a good feel about how to run the routes.
I'm a young player as well, so as far as like having a guy just like that, just like you, I mean, I got a year under my belt, but still not a lot of time. But having him in the group that we have is special.